Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
Our partners at BetOnline continue to be the number one source for all your betting needs and sports info. Find all the latest sports developments, including updated odds on the NBA and NHL playoffs, Major League Baseball, fights, and even next season's NFL futures. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so head to the website today or use your mobile device to join and use our promo code BELIEVE to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline. Where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football this morning. It's our NFL Draft Prospect Special for 2023. The first player that we're going to highlight for next season's NFL Draft is the defensive end from the University of Alabama, Will Anderson. So if you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards Football. I'm Mr. Vincent Turner, your host. And before we get started and I bring my guest up, I'd like to give special thanks to our producer, who's going to make it happen today. He's out of the state of Tennessee, same area I'm from. And I feel excited this morning. I feel rejuvenated, and I feel like bringing that smoke to our producer, Mr. Jeremiah Long. Now, the young man in front of me did an outstanding job in this past year's draft, 2022. Now he's getting ready to start for next year's draft. And he told me some 2 weeks ago, he said, you know what? My ultimate goal is to have every player at the top of the list for next year's draft. So today, it's an honor. It's a pleasure. I consider him the best scout out there in the business. Coming to us live this morning from Key West, Florida, my man, Daniel Kelly. How you doing this morning, sir?
Hey, I'm doing really well, Mr. Turner. I mean, I'm over my NFL draft hangover. You know, that's what happens right after the draft, after 15 hours a day for six straight months preparing for the 2022 NFL draft. And I'm ready. I mean, I don't know if you can tell. I'm excited about starting the 2023 NFL draft preparations. I'm like, let's go. There is no offseason in the NFL. The NFL Network's taught us that.
Absolutely, 100%. So let's start with the young man out of Tuscaloosa, Alabama, by way of Hampton, Georgia, Dutchtown High School, the defensive end, and he's a special player, Mr. Will Anderson. What do you like about Mr. Anderson, and why are you so excited about him for next year's draft?
Absolutely, you can tell I'm excited. My kids are like, don't drink any more coffee. Absolutely a great starting point for us for 2023 for the NFL draft preparations. I went back, and of course, I'm probably the only draft analyst in America that holds himself accountable to the game film. I don't sing with the choir, and I don't shoot from the hip, and I don't take a Xerox copier and copy my opinions from everybody else. 2021, I looked at Will Anderson from Alabama against Cincinnati, Auburn, and LSU, of course, last year's game film because he hasn't played yet this year, and he put up huge stats last year. He put up 57 solo tackles and led the nation in sacks with 17 and a half sacks. And of course, to put that in perspective, Aiden Hutchinson, of course, was taken number 2 overall by the Detroit Lions, trying to restore the roar there. He had finished with 14 last year, and he was 3rd with sacks. So this guy had more sack production even than Aiden Hutchinson. Let's break him down. Will Anderson, 6'4", 243 pounds, a dynamic football player. And this is the way I would talk if I was in an NFL war room. His presence is consistently felt on the field, both in the pass and the run game. A no-nonsense, no-frills pass rusher who they flip-flop from left to right side. He can play up, play down with his hand in the dirt. He's a guy that is brutal, okay? He's a dominant force. He is a human battering ram coming off the edge. He excels most at getting into an inside gap. More on that that in a second, and he wreaks havoc into the pocket. And he can also, he has enough strength to hold the point and is solid in a limited area as a run defender. Now comes the part we're all waiting for. Turn up your volumes, because we're going to put Will Anderson out of Alabama underneath the microscope. The pluses, the positives. Okay, this guy, as I touched on a moment ago, he is extremely physically strong. This guy is weight room and football strong. He has brute power where he can push and collapse the pocket. He uses his hands exceptionally well at the point of attack. He's got these nice long arms that can create separation against offensive tackles. He loves to work in the inside gaps, and he's a real force to be reckoned with as a pass rusher, as we can tell by the statistics being number one in the nation. The negatives, okay, yes, there are negatives with every single football player I've ever watched, practically. There are no tens, as Tony Rizzano, the great scouting director for the 49ers, used to say. The negatives is that he plays with about a 70% motor, is what I call it. You know, I mean, this guy, if he was on every play, I don't think opposing offenses could handle him. He's on about 70% of the time, bringing it off the edge. He's got above average, but not great top shelf speed off the edge. What do I mean? Okay, I mean that he can beat offensive tackles through the back door at the top of the pocket, but not all the time. He's not blowing the doors off offensive tackles. Now, he is better, in my opinion, coming off the left defensive end side than the right side. And he shows no pass rush moves, okay? He has no tools in the toolbox as far as like spins and rips and finesse fancy moves. This guy is, like I've touched on the top of the show, is a no frills, no nonsense. He's a guy that is a power bull rusher with good hand technique. And that is what he is as a pass rusher. On the run defense side of things, the plus is he's a limited area run defender, as I mentioned. He has the strength and power to hold the point. He uses his hands extremely well to shed and disengage from blocks. He's got those long arms to create separation again. And just like with the pass rush, he can slip into an inside gap and blow it up for a big run stop for what's called a TFL, tackle for loss. He's a hard hitter. He's a solid wrapping tackler, and he's mean, tough, physical, nasty, can push himself around inside in traffic, and he can make it get on those run stops, especially on the inside. And the negative side with Will Anderson, 50% motor on run plays, doesn't seem nearly as interested against the run as he does getting to the quarterback, which most of them don't. And of course, it's not really a big deal anyway in today's NFL. It's a pass-happy league. And he seemed to be going half speed at times, you know, jogging backside in pursuit. Not a big hunt and chase guy on the outside. I mean, if the guy's, you know, way down the sidelines, he's not gonna go get it. And he played some contain as well. My summary on Will Anderson: no question, this guy is a first-round talent. When he turns it on, when he turns on that light switch, he is tough to deal with. My big question, when will he decide to turn it on? And that's the big question mark about him. He has it in him, but he seems to pick and choose when he turns it on. I like him a lot. Okay, let's not confuse ourselves with the facts, as my dad used to say. But my biggest concern is the motor. My second biggest concern is he has no pass rush arsenal whatsoever. He's a raw pass rusher that basically just relies on pure power and hand technique. That's it. My third biggest concern, and this is probably maybe even the biggest concern, is he has a very short, like average short area burst to the quarterback. He's not one of these guys that can dart up into the pocket. He's got an average burst to the quarterback. So right now, I would give him a first round grade. I mean, this is really early. I always laugh when all these different publications and major platforms out there, draft platforms, have their first round mocks out. Let me tell you something. After it took me 6 months, 15 hours a day to put together a first round mock, I marvel at these different sites that can throw it up in 3 days. So I'm not going to say specifically where he'll go yet, but he is definitely a first round talent in the 2023 NFL draft. Your thoughts, Mr. Turner?
I'm going to tell you this about Will Anderson. I love him. He's an outstanding football player. I remember when he signed with that freshman class at Alabama 2 years ago, and the main talk was about Bryce Young. But you're looking at Will Anderson, they had 40 offers. Now, people don't know this, but on July 17th, I'll be 62 years old. So I've seen a lot of football players. And I'm going to put it out there. There was two players that I saw that could go to the NFL after their freshman seasons in my lifetime. One of them was from Tyler, Texas, Mr. Earl Campbell.
Well, I remember
and
him.
The other player was Herschel Walker out of Riceville, Georgia. This after their freshman seasons. Will Anderson, to me, this is my personal opinion. After his freshman year, he could have went into the NFL and became a starter. Now, starting this past year's draft, I know Aiden Hutchinson was an excellent football player. I know Kayvon Thibodeau was an excellent football player who I was high on, Jermaine Johnson. But if you really want to be honest, to me, Will Anderson was the best defensive end in the country. 101 tackles, 31 tackles for loss. As you said, led the nation in sacks in the best conference in college football. In college football, LSU, 12 tackles, 4 tackles for loss. Mississippi State, 4 sacks, 6 tackles for loss. Florida, 7 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss, and 1 sack. And then look at him and look at the school he played for. We're not talking about Youngstown State.
North Dakota State University.
Right. Come out, he's playing at a school since 1926 that's been royalty of college football down here in the South in the University of Alabama. And when you look at all those great players, Don Hutson, Leroy Jordan, John Hanna, Ozzie Newsome, Johnny Kane, Johnny Musso, Johnny Mac Brown, Cornelius Bennett, Woody Lowe, I'm not for sure that he might have been the best football player already after 2 years, pound for pound, the best football player in Alabama history. And then what I like about him, just think about him recently, all the great defensive linemen that just came into the league out of Alabama. Starting back in the day with Eric Curry, John Copeland, Mike Pitts, Derek Thomas, outstanding football player, Ryan Anderson, Deron Payne, Jonathan Allen. After 2 years, to me, that young man surpassed all those players when they was at their 2 years at Alabama. And then when you look at him, the character is off the charts. No flaws. The talent, to me, is generational. And he's got a little bit of me because he's the only boy in his family. He has 5 older sisters. That's saying something. And then I always go on football players that I've seen play up close and personal. I'll go back in my high school years, Brian Ingram. Got the same type of skill set, went to Tennessee. Guy went to my high school, Marge Studdaway, who was a state champion in the long jump. He went to the University of Tennessee. Ricky Palmer out of Carver High School. And then when you look at it, after his 2 years in the league, 2 years playing college football, you got to think that skill set. Like you say, he's not fancy. He's not, when you want to say, explosive. But when I look at him, he's a guy that continuously make plays, and he's done it in the best conference. Can I say Jared Allen? Can I say Robert Mathis? Can I say Robert Bazile? Brian Arapco? The young man that came with the L.A. Rams in the 60s. Deacon Jones, who invented the sack. Tony Tolbert out of Tulsa, Beverly, the Dallas Cowboys. Charles Mann, you should know who I'm talking about.
Number 71, I do.
Dexter Manley.
Number 72.
DeMarcus Lawrence. Khalil Mack. And I'm going to tell you this. He's got a little bit of the Bosa brothers in him. All you got to do is look at the film. He played in the best conference. And right now, to me, he would have been the best player in this year's draft. Hands down. One more time. 101 tackles. 31 tackles for loss. 17.5 sacks in the best conference that produced the national champion in the University of Georgia. And Georgia had five players on the defensive side drafted in the first round. And I guarantee you, I put money on it, that Will Anderson would have went before all them. This is a very special football player, man. Playing at a school that's been roided since 1926. Roll Tide. And you know the thing about him is that not only he was the SEC Defensive Player of the Year, not only first team consensus All-American, he made every All-American team after this past season. But what I like about him, see, I'm very, very simple. It's production with me, playing against the highest level of talent in the country. And he done it in the SEC, who had the most players drafted in this past draft. The Georgia Bulldogs had 15 players drafted, setting a record. Will Anderson, one more time, Florida, 7 tackles, 3.5 tackles for loss. Ole Miss, he had 2.5 tackles for loss, 1 sack. Mississippi State, national televised game on Saturday night. I watched the game, 4 sacks, 6 tackles. And LSU, another national televised game on ESPN, 12 tackles, 8 solos, 4 tackles for loss. And when I think about him, I go back to another set of pass rushers that I've seen play. Richard Dent at Tennessee State. We know what he's done with the Chicago Bears. Claude Humphrey, I saw play at 6 years old at Tennessee State. And Reggie White, who I seen play at Tennessee his senior season. And a guy that I saw up close and personal. Now, the guy was a lot more explosive, but the one thing, this guy didn't take a playoff. And he was a terror in the Southwest Conference. His name was Gabriel Rivera. First round pick of the Pittsburgh Steelers. And was going to be a terror after this rookie season, but was in a serious car wreck. It was confined to a wheelchair and never played again. But he ended up passing a couple years ago. But Will Anderson, out of all those players, has got that skill, man. A blocker's worst nightmare. Lightning in the box. The guy's a phenomenal football player, man. I'm sorry. Pound for pound, I've been following this great game ever since I was 5 years old. Going all the way back to the first college game I watched, Michigan State and Notre Dame, the game of the century in 66, having Alan Page on the field with Notre Dame and the great Bubba Smith out of Beaumont, Texas with Michigan State. I'm sorry, this young man from a defensive standpoint, and we had some great players that came in that league, Lawrence Taylor, no question about running a lot, Bruce Smith. When you look at this young man's production and what he's done, I'm telling you, to me personally, he would have been the number one pick in this year's draft. The resume shows it. It's all about production to me. And the thing I like about him is that his head coach, Nick Saban, said this about Will Anderson. He is the most dedicated, most serious, and most character football player ever coached. And the young man is only 20, will be 21. And he comes from a wonderful family, man. 5 older sisters, plenty of uncles. And I watched this young man play year in and year out since he's been there. And there was one person, before I give it back to you, he said that Will Anderson will be the best defensive football player that ever played at Alabama. And that gentleman was part of this platform, but he had to go on. It was Coach Kevin the Bull Jones, who knows the family personally and been seeing this young man play since he was 12 years old. He's a football player, man. I love him. I think he's special. And I think this year, he will be in New York for the Heisman ceremony. Should have been there last year. So back to you, your savant, Mr. Daniel Kelly.
Hey, I tell you what, you got me excited just listening to you talk about him, Mr. Turner. You know, listening to you talk about him being the number one pick in the 2022 NFL draft, had he declared, it makes me almost want to put five on it. I mean, I tell you, I'm down here in the 305 and listening to you talk and wow. Yeah. You know, and that's the thing. It's early in the process right now, but I can tell you what, from being a former NFL scout who worked on a Hall of Fame staff with Bill Parcells and Bill Belichick and those guys you always touch on, if Will Anderson can put together and string together two consecutive seasons like he had with the 17 and a half sacks and show that he can be consistently this good at this level with the kind of preparation the teams will be having with him and the kind of way you're talking about him, Mr. Turner, there is very little doubt he will be a top five, perhaps even a top guy taken. So it's a good launch point for us for this year's for our shows, because we're starting with perhaps the best guy in the entire draft next year. And I love what you talk about, Mr. Turner, and how you extrapolate and bring forward, you know, how you talk about the level of competition. You know, this is critically important when it comes to scouting in the National Football League. You know, everyone gets so excited about some of these guys from these small schools and everything. Listen, if you're a small school guy, God bless you, but you got to dominate this level. We're not talking about a small school level. We're talking about the top level. Alabama's about as close as you can get to an NFL dress rehearsal as there is, okay? And when you're playing at that level and teams are preparing for you and trying to bring backs in to chip block you on top of it, and you're still putting up 17 and a half sacks. And it's funny you mentioned the name, Mr. Turner, because the first name that went through my mind, I don't control this, okay? It's like you. I got 40 years of encyclopedia, like of names going through my head when I watch these guys. And the name that jumped out to me when I first started watching him on game film last night was Richard Dent. That's the name that jumped into my head when I was watching him. An extremely impressive football player, Will Anderson. It'll be very exciting to see what he can do in the 2022 NFL season, the college season rather, and then going forward into the NFL season in 2023 after he gets drafted. There's a lot to like about this guy. And yeah, he's got that look. Like, isn't that a song? He's got that look. you're the lyrical guy, but yeah, no, I really liked Will Anderson, and I think there's some special things in store for him.
Well, talk about this young man. It's very serious because I think he's going to be one of the greatest football players pound for pound that played at Alabama when he leaves. He is a super football player, superhuman being. The coaches rave about him, and his head coach, Nick Saban. Think about it. The press conference after Alabama lost to Georgia, he had Will Anderson on the podium with Bryce Young. Both of them were going to get off the podium. They had finished questions, and Nick Saban said, hold up. Let me bring both of these young men back. Go back and look at the video. Go pull it up on YouTube. And I never seen Nick Saban glow and talk about a football player that he did about those two young men, Will Anderson and Bryce Young. That's saying a lot, man. And the guy plays, I'm going to quote, he plays at the best school in college football. When you think about football, you think about Notre Dame, you think about USC, you think about Oklahoma. But down here in the South, where I'm from, along with my producer today, Jeremiah Long, over the years, it's always been that enviness, that jealousy down there in Tuscaloosa, because the University of Alabama is King One. They have been ever since I've been in this world. 1A and everybody in the South, 1B, 1C, 1D. It's no program right now that is at the top of the mountain than the University of Alabama. And this young man, in his 2 years there, has played at a high level with all those great players. So special thanks to our producer, Mr. Jeremiah Long. Yes, thank you today. And to you, Mr. Daniel Kelly, my final words about Will Anderson for the 2023 season, for the 2023 NFL draft. is by the great musician. Her brothers set the tone in the R&B game in the late 60s and early 70s. One of her brothers went on to be probably and arguably the greatest entertainer of them all. His name was Michael Jackson. But she is the little sister of Michael Jackson. And back in 1997, she had a song that says, "Go Deep." We go deep and we get no sleep, because we be up all night in the early light. Will Anderson is going to be up all day in 2022. He's going to wreck havoc. He's going to go deep. Like Janet Jackson says, the young man is a hell of a football player.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
If you like the video today, please come in and share it. It's been outstanding. It's been wonderful. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. And joining me is the football savant, coming to us live from Key West, Florida, Mr. Daniel Kelly. And to the savant who made the show happen today, our producer, Mr. Logan Landers. I'm so sorry, Mr. Jeremiah Long. Thank y'all and be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.